December 23rd through the 29th. Revelation chapters 12 through 22. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. As you prepare to teach, draw upon your experience with studying Revelation chapters 12 through 22 personally or with your family. What stood out to you? What impressions did you receive? Remember that the activities suggested here can be adapted for children of any age. Invite sharing. Invite the children to share why they want to live with Heavenly Father again. Throughout the lesson, help them look for things they can do to prepare to return to Him.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. I showed faith in Jesus Christ in the premortal life. In the war in heaven, God's faithful children overcame Satan by, quote, the word of their testimony, end quote, and by showing faith in Jesus Christ. See Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Possible activities. To help the children understand what it means to follow someone's example, choose one child to be a leader and ask the others to follow him or her by doing whatever he or she does. Then let other children be the leader. Read Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 11 to the children and explain that before we were born, we chose to follow Jesus and not Satan. Sing together a song about the premortal life, such as I Lived in Heaven or I Will Follow God's Plan in Children's Songbook, pages 4 and 164 through 165. Ask questions like, what happened in heaven before we were born? What did we choose to do? See also Introduction, Our Heavenly Father's Plan in New Testament Stories, pages 1 through 5, or the corresponding video on LDS.org. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. I can prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ by choosing the right. How can you help the children understand that the second coming will be a joyful event for us if we follow Jesus' commandments? Possible activities. Display the picture in this week's outline and come follow me for individuals and families, and read Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Explain that the marriage of the Lamb represents the second coming of Jesus Christ. Why were the people glad? Ask the children if they've ever been to a wedding. What was it like? Why were the people happy? Share with the children why you are looking forward to Jesus' second coming. You could also sing together a song about the second coming, such as When He Comes Again, in Children's Songbook, pages 82 through 83. Invite the children to share what they do to get ready for church on Sunday. Why do we do these things before we come to church? Why should we prepare for Christ's second coming? On this week's activity page, let the children draw what they can do to prepare for the second coming. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1, 3 through 4, and 22 through 27, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. I can live in the celestial kingdom with Heavenly Father and the people I love. In the last two chapters of Revelation, John used beautiful language to describe the celestial glory that the faithful will enjoy. Possible activities. Let the children draw the tree described in Revelation chapter 22, verse 2 on the board. Explain that this tree is the tree of life, and its fruit represents the love of God. See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 through 22. Give the children pieces of paper shaped like fruit, and invite them to draw on the paper something that helps them feel Heavenly Father's love. Explain that those who are faithful will live with Heavenly Father in the celestial kingdom. Share with the children some images or details that John used to describe celestial glory. See Revelation chapter 21, verses 1, 3 through 4, and 22 through 27, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. Invite the children to draw pictures of these things. Sing together a song about God's plan, such as, I Will Follow God's Plan, in Children's Songbook, pages 164 through 165. Invite the children to identify what they can do to live with Heavenly Father again. Teach the doctrine, older children. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. I showed faith in Jesus Christ in the premortal life. The children you teach are on earth because they had faith in Jesus Christ in the premortal life and chose to follow him. Possible activities. Read together Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, and write on the board the words dragon, war in heaven, cast out, testimony, and lamb. Ask the children to summarize these verses using the words on the board. What do we learn about Jesus Christ, the Lamb, from these verses? What do we learn about the choices we made in the premortal life? On the board, create three columns and label them before this life, during this life, and both. Prepare strips of paper that state truths about the premortal life and about mortal life, such as we have bodies, we don't have bodies, we live in God's presence, we are at war with Satan, we exercise faith in Jesus Christ, and we follow God's plan. Let the children take turns picking a paper strip and deciding which column it belongs in. Share your confidence that the children can continue to show faith in Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 8. I can prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ by choosing the right. How can you help the children you teach understand that the second coming of Jesus Christ will be a joyous event for the righteous? Possible activities. Read together Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 8, and help the children understand the symbolism in these verses. The marriage is the Savior's second coming. The Lamb is the Savior, and His wife is the church, or all of us. How do people prepare for a marriage? What things might we do to prepare for the Savior to come again? Review and memorize Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 10, with the children. Explain that this article of faith describes exciting, glorious events that will happen when Jesus comes again. Display the picture of Jesus' second coming in Come Follow Me for individuals and families, and invite the children to draw what they think Jesus' second coming will be like. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1, 3 through 4, and 22 through 27, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 2, and 17. I can live in the celestial kingdom with Heavenly Father and the people I love. As you prepare to teach about the celestial kingdom, reflect on what the celestial kingdom means to you. How can you share your testimony with the children you teach? Possible activities. Invite the children to search the following verses for some images or details that John used to describe celestial glory. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1, 3 through 4, and 22 through 27, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. Let them choose an image or detail that they would like to draw. Then they can talk about their drawings with the class. Encourage them to show their drawings to their families at home. Read together Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, and explain that the bride who says, "Come," is the church. What do we want to invite others to come to? What are some good ways to invite people to come?
Encourage learning at home. Help the children prepare to read the Book of Mormon next year by inviting them to ask a family member or friend to share a favorite verse or story from the Book of Mormon. Improving our teaching. Teach children to record impressions. If children can learn the habit of recording impressions, it will help them recognize and follow the Spirit. Children can record impressions by marking scriptures, drawing pictures, or making simple journal entries. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 30.